Gospel Radio, serving all of Senla at 88.1.
Welcome to the Zion Hill Church Family Broadcast, where faith finds its home and every soul is welcomed with open arms. Nestled in the vibrant community of Pineville, Louisiana, under the compassionate leadership of Pastor Joshua Joydera, visit our online sanctuary at zionhill.com. That's ZIONHILL.com. Now, let's join the broadcast, already in progress.
The book is 1 Peter. Chapter is 1, verse 18 and verse 19. The Bible says, "For as much as you know that you are not redeemed with corruptible things." So God has not purchased you with silver or gold. Not from your vain conversations. Ladies and gentlemen, you need to know verse 19 says, God has redeemed and purchased you and me with what? The precious blood of Christ. Who is was, is, will always be a lamb without blemish and without spot. While you are still standing, let us go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we are grateful for the word of God. Grass may wither, flowers may fade, but your word will always stand. Holy Spirit, I pray that you will use me as a channel of blessing to somebody. I pray for strength. I pray for healing. I pray for souls in the kingdom of God. You have promised your word will not return void. We tap into that anointing this morning. And by faith, we receive the blessings from above. And I thank you for the blood of Jesus. It is so. In Jesus' name. And the church say, amen. Amen. You may be seated. I want to talk with you on the subject titled, The Mystery of the Blood of Jesus. The mystery of the blood of Jesus. First of all, I want to make sure that you understand the term mystery. The Bible defines it in Deuteronomy chapter 29, verse 29. The Bible says mysteries are secrets. What did I call it? Secrets. If there's any secret you want to know, you need to know secrets that come from heaven. Amen. What that does, it puts you ahead of everybody else. Mysteries are hidden secrets. And if you read Deuteronomy chapter 29, verse 29, the Bible says mysteries belong to God. But then that verse began to talk about mystery not only belong to God, mysteries are revealed to us. So my assignment is to make sure that you get a revelation about some mysteries of Almighty God. Say, for example, I give you examples of mysteries in the Bible. Worship is a mystery. Now, people will come to church and they think you're just jumping. And they think you're just shouting, you're just dancing. But the mystery of worship is that the more you worship God, the closer you get to God. You see the mystery. That's why the Bible says you enter his gate with thanksgiving. You enter his court with praise. So any Christian that comes to church and just sit down like a pile of log, that's somebody who had no understanding. There's plenty of them in every churches. Some of them are preachers. They will just sit down looking dignified. But if you know anything about the tabernacle of God, there is the outer court, there is the inner court, and there is the Holy of Holies. So there is progression. The question is, how do you move from the outer court to the inner court and to the Holy of Holies? Somebody shout mystery. The mystery is worship. You show me a person that struggles all their life, I will show you a man or a woman who have not received or get the revelation of worship. Every time the choir will say, will you please join us? I feel sorry for you if they have to ask you. Every time the worship leader say, oh, get your hands together. I'm glad they are trying to help you, but you need to understand that worship is a mystery. Now you see a mystery work. Let me give you another example. Another mystery will be speaking in tongues. Some people will see you speaking in tongues. Hey, don't turn me off. People will see you speaking in tongues and they think you're just saying gibberish. They will say, oh, look at Joy Dye just talking. Yeah, 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 yeah. Maybe he's speaking African. Because speaking in tongues is a mystery. The Bible says you're speaking in an unknown language that only God. You see how? So mysteries are very important to you. What separates boys from men in the kingdom of God is an understanding of revelation. Of the mystery, secret things. So today my assignment is to talk with you about the secret of the blood of Jesus Christ. Just like I told you, worship is a mystery. Just like I told you that speaking in tongues is a mystery. The reason why many of you don't speak in tongues is because you never understand the mystery. But the Bible says, I repeat, in Deuteronomy chapter 29, verse 29, the mystery, the hidden things, the secret things belongs to God. But it is revealed unto us. That word reveal means revelation. So today, make sure that you get the revelation about the mystery of the blood. Are you still here? Ladies and gentlemen, what are some of the mysteries? Have you ever considered how a brown cow can eat a green grass and produce a white milk and turn out yellow butter. Somebody shout mystery. Even scientists, they're scratching their head. They say, that don't make sense. The cow is brown. But when you are dealing with mysteries, you begin to catch on to some things that only God can reveal to you. Are you still here this morning? The first thing you need to know about the mystery of the blood is that the blood covers. What did I say it does? Open your Bible to the book of Genesis, chapter 3, verse 21. You know the story. You know how Adam messed up in the garden. Am I telling the truth? And you know how they tried to hide themselves or cover themselves with fig tree. That's a fake covering. Many of you, the reason why you can't get ahead is because you're covering yourself with fake stuff. But there is somehow, glory be to God, there is something that will cover you and no devil can touch you. Somebody shout the blood. So God had to shed the blood. The messed up of Adam was so bad that only the blood can cover it. I don't know about you. From time to time, I need God to cover me. There are some things I've done. Now it's a good time to make note. You say, oh, Rev did that too. But the blood of Jesus covers me. Folks be looking to dig out dirt on you. But when you are covered, no devil can touch you. Every now and then, I enjoy being a clown sometimes. I will look at the devil and say, na, 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 na. You can't touch me. Why? Because I am covered. And if you're here today and you've messed up one way or the other, you need God to cover you. I almost say to cover your. We need covering. It's a secret. It's a mystery. The blood covers. Another thing you need to know about the blood is that the blood will create an exception for you. When everybody is going down, bad economy, flu season, everybody blowing their nose, polio, COVID-19, we are not better than those who have died. But God created an exception. Thank you, Lord. I feel like shouting already. If anybody could have caught COVID and died, I was a prime candidate. I'm always in the public, hugging everybody, kissing folks, loving on them. Even my own children say, do you just want to die? How can you be that slow, for God's sake? It was so bad when I would come home, they would not even let me enter the house with my clothes because they know it's all contaminated. But the Lord covered me. I'm not better He made an exception. You say, Pastor, how can you say that? When you get a chance, check out the book of Exodus, chapter 12, verse 12. God was sick and tired of Pharaoh in Egypt. And God was going to pass through and kill every firstborn in the land. But God said to the Israelites, I will make an exception. So that's what blood does. I'm giving you mystery. An exception for you. Everybody's business is going down, but yours will stand. Not because you're better, because I create an exception for you. How are you going to benefit from this exception? You need to get you a lamb. Forget the lamb, just eat the lamb. But you need the blood. And you need to put that blood on your doorpost. And when I come in with my anger, with my fury, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. Things that are killing others will not kill you because you have the blood on your head. Today, don't just come in here trying to go through a ritual. This is not a church where people are just religious and put on a uniform and have a program. You got the wrong pastor for that. I want the devil to hear your name and run. You need to have the blood of Jesus on your doorpost so that the devil can come into your house and steal your blessings. Tell your neighbor, I got it. The first thing I told you about the mystery of the blood, it covers. Tell somebody, I got that. So don't walk around in fear. You know how we do wrong, and then you're hiding because you know it's like, and they say, Uncle Sam, or I don't know, Uncle whatever, he's looking. They have the big brother looking. It don't matter who's looking. It don't matter who's looking at you when you are covered. And the second thing I told you about the blood, the mystery of the blood, it will create an exception for you. Tell somebody I got it. I want you to turn to the book of Hebrews, chapter 12, verse 24. I'm taking my time today because I'm tired of religiosity. How are you going to be taking the communion and you stay sick? You know what's missing? No revelation of the mystery of what you are taking. I'm not mad at you. I'm mad at the devil. My assignment is to destroy the work of the devil. Everywhere I go, not in my own name, in the name of Jesus. In the book of Hebrews, chapter 12, verse 24, again you see another mystery of the blood. The Bible says the blood speaks. In fact, the Bible says the blood speaks better things than the blood of Abel. Am I still in the Bible? I don't know about you. Every now and then I need somebody to speak for me. See, what I do for a living as a lawyer is to speak for somebody. Maybe many of you never appreciate the value of somebody speaking for you. For 20 years, Pastor, I was speaking for people who have no voice in the society. I say this with utmost humility. When I show up in the courtroom, they're scared because I'm not just an advocate for the mentally ill, for the elderly, for the little kids, they know they got a fight in their hand. Let me help you. Let me school you. The blood will speak. When Cain killed Abel and covered it up and thought he's going to get away with murder, the blood of Abel speak up from the ground. And now the Bible is saying the blood of Jesus speaks better things. When folks are messing with you on your job, you need to remember the blood of Jesus will speak for you. When your children are in trouble, you cannot even get to them. I want you to know the blood of Jesus will speak for your children. The blood of Jesus will speak for your marriage. The blood of Jesus will speak for your job. The blood of Jesus will speak for your business. Pastors, listen. Hey, listen to me. The blood of Jesus will speak for your ministry. You are a dangerous man. And the devils come know it too. Why they think they're trying to mess over you? The blood will cry out and say, oh, no, you can't touch that Negro. He's mine. Amen. I never will forget. I was a youngster, you know, back in Africa. My parents, they were in the business of transportation. I'm taking a side journey now. And they will buy old beat up. You all have city bus. We don't have that. But we have lorry. You all call it taxis. But we use big. And then people will board, and you pay a few cents. And then my parents, they're the owner of the bus. They collect the money. And I was growing up, I thought maybe that would be a good career for me. So I was just a little youngster. I was telling my parents, please permit me to go with the buses. They have many of them. They have fleet, you know. And why would you want to do that, young man? No, I want to learn the business. So when I grow up, in my thinking, I will inherit all these buses, you know. That was the plan. And so my parents said, okay, just make sure you don't mess with your education. You can only do this after school. And so I get on the bus. I sit down and just watch the drivers, watch how people come in, watch how they collect, watch how, what they do with the money. Make sure they're not stealing from my parents. And one time, there's another thing you need to know about Africa, because you all don't have that here. And that is that we have police on the road. Your police give ticket for speeding. But the police over there, they will stop vehicle. You don't have to be speeding. They will stop vehicles to see if you're carrying contraband, to see if you have all your papers, to see if your tire tread is too thin. But they use that to rob the people. Oh, you've been to Africa, son. You know what I'm talking about. They will stop you like, you might be going from Pineville to Alexandria, and you may be stopped 5 times. So the way you survive over there, you have to give them bribe. Those police, that's all they want. See, the reason why my son can tell you that, because he's been there, he saw it. So one day we were stopped like that, and I got irritated. I was just young and naive, you know. And I noticed that this police trying to rob my father's driver. So I came out of the bus. And I began to talk trash. And the police had a gun, you know. I had nothing. He's looking at me and saying, "You little." He got so upset, so he told the driver, "You and the boss can go, but this boy, I'm going to retain him." So it would take somebody paying a ransom to come and rescue me. Well, after he told the bus driver, "You can go with all your passengers," he noticed the bus driver would not move. He said, "I told you, you can leave. Why are you still staying?" The bus driver said, "We got one problem. We cannot leave because that little boy is the son of the owner of the bus. How am I going to go home and explain? I brought the bus back, but your son is detained." So the driver said, "Well, if the boy is going to be detained, all of us are going to be detained. Because that's the child of the owner." You know, I'm saying that to you to let you know the devil is trying to detain you. Are you listening to me? All the problems that you and I get into, you think you're a bad person. But it's a bigger fight going on in the spirit realm. And the devil is trying to detain you. He's trying to delay your progress. He's trying to stop your progress. He's trying to make sure you don't reach your destiny. But you need to understand, you are the daughter of the owner of the boss. And your father got your back. The reason why you're sucking your thumb and having a pity party is because you don't know who you are. Because you're a child of God. Now I understand why somebody will say, "I'm going to stay under the blood. I'm going to stay under the blood." You know why he's saying that? He said, "I'm going to stay under the blood." Then what's the result? "And that war can do me." You see how this thing works? Don't just take communion. Take communion out of understanding. Every now and then I'll tell you, "Follow me as I follow Christ." Where does this boldness come from? Why do I confront the world and the devil and the demons? Because I know who is behind me. If you don't get anything out of this worship service, knowing your knowing that the blood of Jesus will cover you. Knowing your knowing, the blood of Jesus will create an exception for you. Knowing your knowing that the blood of Jesus will speak for you. Even when you find yourself with no voice, the blood will speak for you. And you know one thing I found out in 1 John chapter 1, verse 7? The Bible says the blood will wash you. Make sure you read it. You smart. 1 John chapter 1, verse 7. He said, we know one thing. I wish I can tell you I don't do wrong. Every now and then, between hallelujah and thank you, Jesus, if you get on my nerve, I'ma cuss you out. I wish I can tell you I am holy 24/7, but I'd be lying. But how can you get away with that? The blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. The Bible says it will wash you. It's one thing to be washed. Somebody was messing with me one day. He's a smart aleck, you know. I deal with that in the world. But I'm a Christian apologetist. You know what that means? Somebody that can fight you with the word of God. Because I know the word. They said, Dr. Dara, as I'm listening, how are you going to say there is power in the blood of Jesus? You always go around saying there's power, power, power. Wonder working power. They say, according to record, Jesus died almost 2,000 years ago, isn't it? I say, yes, your honor. He said, but is it fair to say 2,000 years later, the world is still in a big mess? I say, yes, your honor. How are you going to then tell me there is power in the blood? Where is that power? Since he died, his blood has never changed nothing. In fact, we are washed up. Look at all the killings. A few days ago, in the Mall of Louisiana, that's next door to you, somebody got a gun and started shooting in the mall. Oh, the governor was so mad. I say, man, I never seen this guy like this before. The world is in a mess. Am I right about it? You don't have to go to Baton Rouge before you see shooting and killing. That's right, Pastor Smith, right here in Central Louisiana. People are killing each other. People are hurting each other. Even some people in the family. So this judge is arguing with me. He said, look, no disrespect to you, Doc, but if there's any power in the blood of Jesus, it hasn't made any difference 2,000 years later. I said, well, your honor, since you're a smart man, I can talk to you in a smart way. I said, have you heard about soap? He said, yeah, of course I know about soap. I said, now, soap is being in existence for years and years. Is everybody washed? Nah, he got quiet. He said, what you going? What, where you going with this? I said, I just want to know. You see, of course, not everybody is washed. I said, let me tell you one thing. If you want the soap to clean you, you got to reach out, grab you the soap, and apply it to yourself. I say, the problem with the world today, if you want the blood of Jesus to work for you, you better reach out, grab hold of this revelation. I know I'm not the normal pastor you're used to. I know I can whoop and holler and break dance and put on a show. But if you will grab hold of the blood of Jesus and apply, somebody shout apply. You better apply it to your life. You better apply it to your family. You better apply it to your children. You better apply it to your desk on the job. You better apply it to your computer. If you apply the blood of Jesus, I come to tell you on my way to heaven, the blood of Jesus will wash you. The blood of Jesus will cleanse you. The blood of Jesus will forgive you. The blood of Jesus will create an exception for you. If you receive that, shout amen. It's a mystery. When you get it, no, you become unstoppable. I tell my pastor, you are not just a preacher in town. You are a powerhouse. Just because you are connected with this anointing. What can the devil do to you if God be for you? You need the blood of Jesus in your life. You need the blood of Jesus in your ministry. You need the blood of Jesus on your job. You know something else I found out? Hebrews chapter 10, verse 4. You see, it's some, another mystery about the blood. It has ranks. Can I take you back to Africa again? You see, medicine men is what they call themselves. They have demonic powers, you know. But they understand the value of blood. But they just don't ask for any kind of blood. There's a reason why the Bible says a lamp without spot. A lamp without blemish. Let me put it in plain English. If somebody had to die and it's a woman, the blood of a virgin is more precious than the blood of a whore. I'm trying to help you. There are ranks. There are bloods and there are bloods. The reason why God chose Mary. Mary is not just a girl. She was a virgin. She preserved herself. She played by. Isn't it funny? You get some girls, you try to marry them, and they have all this demand. Hey, she didn't come to you home. Every night that you go to say, sister girl, you better. Don't let me go Baptist on you. Their blood has different levels of value. You see, for the longest, the people were using the blood of goats, the blood of bulls. But I stopped by to tell you, the blood of goats and bulls will just sustain your problem for another year. But when you apply the blood of Jesus, folks may be trying to call you to your past, but your past under the blood of Jesus is gone forever. Are you listening to me? Let me also mention one more thing. The blood has life. Tell your neighbor, get alive. I am amazed how many Christians are walking around as if they're just miserable. But the Bible says in Leviticus chapter 17, verse 11, it says, life is in the blood. Are you listening to me? When you see yourself going down, I've been there. Emotionally wrecked. Physically wrecked. You look at your life and you see your back is against the wall. One thing that can bring you back to life is the blood of Jesus. The choir used to sing. I don't know. They don't sing my song anymore. They say, I plead the blood. You have to learn to apply the blood. to your situation. You have to learn to plead the blood. In the courts of heaven, Jesus is pleading the blood for you. While you are here on earth, don't let the devil get away, stealing your joy, blocking your miracle, messing with your children. You need to learn to plead the blood of Jesus. You need to know there is power in that blood of Jesus. In fact, you know another thing you need to know about the blood. I'm trying to stop. But you know, the Bible says, without the shedding of the blood. Am I in the Bible? Here you are, you're listening to folk. Oh, they say, oh, you're drunk. Oh, you're an ex-convict. Oh, you're crackhead. Oh, don't listen to the African. You go to hell. This joy I have, the world didn't give it to me. That's right, Pastor. The world cannot take it away. I wake up every morning. I look at myself in the mirror. I say, Negro, you blessed. I pat my own self. I say, man, you are joined here with Jesus. Abraham's blessings are yours. And when you know who you are, whose you are, then you don't let no devil mess with you. The blood of Jesus has been shed for your cleansing. So when you take that communion today, don't just go through a ritual. Say something to yourself. Remind self that this blood covers me. This blood, I know the diagnosis the doctor told me. I know what the MR or whatever all these tests do. But the blood of Jesus creates an exception for me. Yes, many people. You know, you can go to the school of go to Google Baptist Church, and they will tell you how many people have died of the same diagnosis that you have. But then you have to say to yourself, my case is different. I am covered by the blood of Jesus. And when you find yourself on the job in trouble, maybe you all never did. I've been in trouble a few times, Pastor, on my job. Ain't no shame in my game. I told Tony Spears, you know, I had a case over there in Hammond, Louisiana. It was on my, what you call it, journal, diary, whatever. But I missed it. I got so much going on. So the Negro didn't show up. Yes, I'm guilty. And the opposing counsel, lawyers here will tell you, when you don't show up like that, they just hold you in contempt, you know. And then they make you pay a fine for wasting the other person's. But this other lawyer is straight from hell, you know. Yes, I said it. You need a pastor that will be keep things real. You know? I'm not trying to be politically correct. Correct to who? I work for the King of Kings. This woman wanted to make sure that I lose my job. Being in contempt is not enough for her. She knew I'm a government employee. She want to mess my record up and mix my personal file. So I asked for a recess. I'm trying to teach you how to apply the blood. I say, Your Honor, can I have a 5 minutes recess? They just say, I'll give you 10, Mr. Darren. I'll find me a men's room. Sometimes so drunk in the spirit, I went to the wrong room. That's another story for another day. I went inside the men's room, locked the door so nobody else can come in. I have a little talk with Jesus. I tell him. But I come to tell you, brothers and sisters, if you will crowd, the Bible says, whosoever will call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. I wish I can tell you so many testimonies. The blood speak for me. Are you listening to me? We came back in session. Even the judge was confused. He said, something is going on in here. Well, is everybody all right? I'm all right. I don't know about you all, but I'm. The blood will speak for you. I wish I can tell you, I've been here 30 years. It's not always rose garden. I've been in trouble, even in this church. Oh, but God. I serve a God whose blood will speak for you. And when it's all said and done, all your acute, they are dead and gone. You're still standing. Are you listening to me? There is power in the blood of Jesus. There is healing in the blood of Jesus. There is salvation in the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus cleanses you from all unrighteousness. Hold your head up. Don't just eat some crackers. Don't just drink some juice. You could get that at Walmart. But when you take this with a spirit of faith and say, Lord, you know my situation. Lord, you know about the diagnosis. Lord, you know about the condition of my marriage. Lord, you know about my children. Lord, you know about the mess going on in my life. I plead the blood. Devil, you can't have my children. Devil, you can't have my family. Devil, you can't have my life. I refuse to die before my time. Plead the blood to your situation. Plead the blood to your circumstance. Plead the blood to your job situation. Plead the blood to your health. Plead the blood over your finances. How long are you going to be living from month to month? Somebody shout the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood. The blood of Jesus is against every sickness in the room. The blood of Jesus is against every poverty in this house. The blood of Jesus is against every sickness, every disease. Why should you die before your time? Everybody stand to your feet. If you're here this morning, see, I was so conscious, my wife is not here. She's somewhere in Arizona having fun. I release her. I say, baby, enjoy yourself. I'm the one with all this crazy schedule. Don't let me hold you down. You go have fun. Here's my card. I'm just trying to teach some of the men how to be a real man. Amen. Don't give her a credit card. Give her a debit card. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. But I was just feeling, I said, man, my wife is here, she probably would have stood up and said, okay, that's enough for today. But if you're here, I've been telling you about my own situation, my struggles, my pain, how the blood of Jesus kept me. I don't know what you're going through. You don't have to tell the world like I do, because I'm a public figure. I live in a glass cup, so I don't have a secret. But one thing you can do for yourself today is to humble yourself. £100 soap would not cleanse you until it's applied. The blood of Jesus will do you no good until you humble yourself and say, I just don't want to go through ritual of communion today. I want to apply the blood. You know how you do it? He said, if you confess me before men and women of the Aramakosi. You know the problem with church folk? You become so dignified, you sit down in your comfortable seat with your problem. And the devil is slapping you around all year. I speak as an oracle of God. Find your way to the altar. I am the senior pastor here. Many times you see me run to the altar because I know my title will not do it. My position will not do it. My religion will not do it. The Bible says, whosoever will confess me before men and women of this world. Jesus said, I will confess him before my Father who is in heaven. You can be. Clean all this stupid religion that we have here and let the devil just punish you all year round. If you're here today and you know there's an area of your life that the blood of Jesus can make a difference, you're the one that God sent me to. You need to humble yourself, find your way to the altar. You'll sing something. Please. By the way, you are playing that bass today. That bass was kicking. I listen, I watch what's going on. Brother Chairman, if a cockroach passed by, I can see. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Let's sing that again. What can work? Put on the screen Hebrews chapter 10 verse 19. I want to tell you why I invite you to the altar. If you honestly, I belong to the altar. Ain't no shame in my game. I've learned to be blessed. People can be walking around dignified. I'm going to be blessed. The Bible said in Hebrews chapter 10 verse 19, it said, because of the blood, we now have access. Are you listening to me? I wish I can tell you how many people I've got job for just because I have access to the employer. Some people have to fill out forms and wait on the line. But when you have access, you can pass everybody else by. Because of the blood of Jesus, we have access to God. While everybody is screaming, oh no, yeah, yeah, right. We need access. Touch somebody next to you. Man, Father, I thank you for the power there is in the blood of Jesus. Thank you that we have access to the presence of God. I lift up every one of my brothers, even me, Lord. I know I belong to the altar. I speak healing in the name of Jesus Christ. I got a report, one of my members was in the hospital, just had a heart surgery. I said, Mama, the God whom I serve, he's able. He who started the good work in you, he's able to finish it until the day of Jesus Christ. Father, you know all of our conditions. You know all about our situation. You know all about our circumstances. I plead the blood. Not the blood of goats, not the blood of bulls. I plead the blood of Jesus over your life, over my life. I plead the blood of Jesus over your family, over my family. I plead the blood of Jesus over your career, over my career. I plead the blood of Jesus over your business, over my business. You the head and not the tail. You above and not beneath. I cover you with the blood of Jesus. No weapon. I say it again. No weapon. Form or fashion against you, they shall not prosper. Every attack of the enemy, I send it back to the sender in the name of Jesus Christ. Sicknesses and disease will not know your address. I pray for a turnaround. Let the weak say, I am strong. I cover you with the blood of Jesus. It shall be well with you. It shall be well with your life. It shall be well with your family. It shall be well with your children. It shall be well with you. Everything the devil meant for evil, God will turn it around for your good. It is so. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Open your mouth, shout amen. Brother Pastor, come lead us.
Thank you for listening to the broadcast of the Zion Hill Church family. To hear this sermon in its entirety or hear other sermons, visit our online sanctuary at zionhill.com. That's ZionHill.com, where faith finds its home and every soul is welcomed with open arms. Under the leadership of Pastor Joshua Joydera on the Hill in Pineville, Louisiana. If you're ever in the area, come and see what's going on at Zion Hill Church family.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.9.